That I'm going to be talking about on the program. It says smaller mission perspective on working together, that I kind of entitled what I'm doing Reconciliation, and Bodil, I'll have you lead the conversation. Larger and smaller Jewish mission organizations working together for the sake of the kingdom. I've been in ministry for 34 years, and I've been attending LCJE conferences for the better part of 30 years. And I have to say that one of the greatest honors of my ministry life was when Susan Perlman called me and asked me to be a part of the leadership of Jews for Jesus, Jerusalem 2018. And one of the reasons why it was one of the greatest honors of my life is because as a ministry leader who's been involved in Jewish missions for as long as I have, the fact that I was asked by another mission organization to co-labor and help lead meant so much to me. So for me, it was an honor saying that what I've done for the last 34 years means something and is valuable. We're a small mission. We're located in Atlanta, Georgia. We don't see a lot of you guys on a regular basis except to network here at LCJE. And I think it's so important. We talk about partnering. We talk about working together. But we've got to be able to take all of what we talk about and put it into application. So I've kind of separated what I'm talking about into a few sections, with the basic principle being that we need to work together. And this isn't anything that you all don't already know. That we need to work together and help each other for the sake of the kingdom. We're all on the same team. We're going to have differences theologically. We're going to have differences in our understanding of what is social justice and who are the millennials and how do we reach them. But when we co-labor with one another, we can help each other. And we can help each other both from a large mission perspective and from a small mission perspective. What are the benefits of us working together? And again, these are just simple things that I was thinking about that I've experienced that we talk about, but we don't always implement very well as far as relationships are concerned in ministry. The first thing that I wanted to say was that everybody gains and benefits when we work together. I mean, there are no losers when we cooperate with one another. There can be losers. Everybody gains, everybody benefits. So smaller organizations and leaders can benefit from the wisdom and the experience of larger organizations and larger ministry leaders. Not larger leaders, but leaders of larger organizations. And vice versa. Working together is an expression of the kingdom. Working together is an expression of the kingdom. Again, we are going to differ in many areas theologically. However, we are all in agreement that our main goal together, working together, our focus is on the proclamation of the gospel to the Jewish people and the expansion of the kingdom that we are a part of. When people see us working together, there's a testimony made to your point, to the fact that when we work together as Jew and Gentile, or Jewish Christian and Palestinian Christian, people see that and it's a testimony. So we all benefit, nobody loses when we cooperate with one another. The needs. What are some of the needs that I've thought about and identified? As a small mission leader, One of the things that I need, and I'll bet that most of you would agree to this. I mean, here we are at a CEO conference. We are all leaders of organizations. One of the things that I need is quick accessibility to other directors for meetings and talks. I need to be able to talk to you guys. I need to be able to reach you. I might have a need or a thought or a prayer request. I need to be able to get in touch with all of you guys very quickly, very easily, and know that there's going to be somebody at the other end of the line. If not immediately, of course, it doesn't have to be immediately, but at some point, quickly, I'm going to hear back from you. Openness in communication is so important. We've got to trust one another. If we're going to cooperate, if we're going to partner, there has to be a deep level of trust. If there are any questions between any of us, they need to all be out on the table. Trust is something that we have to have. And because of my relationship with Jews for Jesus, because Jews for Jesus was an organization that I started with, and because of the fact that we have such a long history together, there's a tremendous amount of trust between our organization and Jews for Jesus, or me and the organization of Jews for Jesus. But I feel that way with all of you. I don't feel that way just with Jews for Jesus. I feel that way about every one of you here in this room. I trust you, and I want to continue to deepen the trust. The ability to disagree, so these are some of the needs. The ability to disagree or agree to disagree on certain issues that are theological and or emotional, but continue to seek partnership for the greater good of the body and for the sake of the gospel. Said a couple times already, we're going to disagree on a lot of issues, but we need to stay focused on the main issue, which is the proclamation of the gospel to our people. Some potential hindrances to partnerships. Again, just thoughts. Territorialism, and when I say that, I'm going to explain. We all have things that we do that are special to our ministry, may even be something specific that we've done or developed, and we might not want to let go of that. I'm not placing a value on that fact, but it is a fact. Let's open this up for discussion. Kind of the idea that we've got it, it's ours, we don't want to share it. Sometimes we just do things differently. I mean, all of our ministries operate differently, and it's not always going to, a partnership isn't always going to be a match. These are potential hindrances to partnerships. Time. Sometimes we just don't have the time to help other people. Opportunity cost. If we say yes to help somebody else, then that could potentially take time and resources away from what we're doing. I mean, we're all busy. And I have to say that so there are times when I think, maybe I should give this person a call, maybe I should give that person a call, but I'm afraid they might be too busy. Okay, these are just things that I think we all deal with, maybe. I'm speaking for myself now. But there are times when I don't want to bother somebody else. I don't know if any of you have ever experienced that, but I think that's something that we need to deal with. It's a potential hindrance to working together. And I think we need to talk about those issues. So ideas for us to help one another. And then I'm going to turn it over to Joseph and let him communicate some of the things that he wants to communicate. You know, small ministries have an ability to maneuver pretty quickly. When we started ministry in Atlanta, we began our ministry in a certain way of methodology in doing ministry, but very quickly our ministry morphed into doing things differently to reach the Jewish community. So we were able to move very quickly in terms of strategy and methodology, and ideas came to me. I didn't have to ask anybody about my ideas. I was just able to go for those ideas, and so our ministry changed very quickly because of that. And, you know, maybe we can be of help to larger organizations like what we're doing with you guys now in Jews for Jesus, just throwing ideas out and trying to see what happens with those ideas. Just quick maneuverability with ideas. How to raise support and make church meetings. That's something that I learned from the best. I learned from Moish. And have continued to change what we do in terms of support raising. And I would be more than happy to share some of the ideas that we have in terms of making church meetings, raising support, and developing a base of church support. I have a friend I talked to Stephen Katz. He's doing a meeting in Missouri at a church that I've done a meeting. It's a fairly large church. And I was talking to Stephen, and I said, how about I talk to the pastor, and I'll meet you in Missouri and jump in with you, and let's do this together, and everything's going to go to Jews for Jesus for Jerusalem 2018. So, and getting some of the other Baptist churches in Missouri together as a part of a ongoing, you know, like one day in Missouri working with Jews for Jesus and Stephen Katz. We haven't figured that out yet. But my point is that cooperation. We're all in this together. And so we have to think outside of the boxes that we're used to thinking in. Large ministries can more easily test market ideas. So when we're working with other organizations that are larger and are out there doing other things, then we get to see the results of that, and maybe we can implement some of those ideas ourselves. Again, this is all a part of us partnering together for the sake of the kingdom. And one of the things that we've done, again, I'm so excited about, is that our organization and smaller organizations can take advantage or can actually take ownership Large ministries can test market, and Jews for Jesus in Paris is using one of our ideas in Paris, our gift basket idea next year. And we can help fund projects that other organizations are doing, and when we fund those projects, take a little bit of ownership of that project, and then can communicate that to our constituency. So what we're doing in Israel now isn't just Murray. It's Murray and Light of Messiah Ministries partnering with other organizations. My board of directors last year set aside, at my request, $50,000 specifically for on-the-ground evangelistic efforts in Israel. Okay, so our ministry said, we're going to take $50,000 of our budget. $25,000 went to Jews for Jesus to help a missionary on the ground. So we are helping them, and I can tell people who support our ministry that we are working with Jews for Jesus or any other organization that wants to do something like this, to do work in Europe or to do work in any other part of the world, partnering with another organization, letting our donors know that we are partnering with another organization. They get excited about the fact that we are actually co-laboring and help to fund and support the ministry that we're doing. We also sent a student to Israel College of the Bible. So we're partnering with Israel College of the Bible by sending a student to Israel College of the Bible. The more we can work together, the more we can all do cooperatively for the sake of the kingdom. Then there are smaller organizations who might need funding or help with larger organizations who can help the smaller organizations with a specific project, and then that larger organization can take a bit of ownership of that project. So I was looking at, and actually asked permission before I came here, but I just got a Facebook from Justin Crone, who is trying to put together a project, a film project, and I just pulled it up a few minutes ago, but he is doing a film project, and he's looking for people to help support his film project. I know that there are some other organizations that have contributed to the film project, but it's a great film project, and if I just think it's if we do these kinds of things, we can help one another. And so I'm going to conclude it up right now. Short-term missions programs, we want to be invited. Small organizations need to be invited. We need to engage one another. And I think intentionality is the key, that we have to think intentionally about how we can work with and engage each other for the benefit of both ministries or all the ministries involved and the larger community, both Messianic and the church. I think that strategic alliances can be made. I think they are being made. I think there are more alliances and partnerships to come. And my hope as a small ministry is that we will all work together more for the sake of the kingdom. The one last thing I want to say is at this point in my life, we're talking about succession as well. Not for a long time, but I have a succession plan as a small ministry. Not everybody can do this, but this is something that's special for me. If anything were to happen to me, my board of directors and I decided, told my board of directors, that our ministry is going to cease to exist as a ministry, and it's going to become, if God forbid anything were to happen to me, but it would become the Atlanta branch of Jews for Jesus. So I don't have to be concerned with a successor, because there's already a ministry doing the work, philosophically connected with our ministry, that could take over the work that we're doing in Atlanta. Those kinds of ways of thinking, I think, are important for us. I'd love to talk about it more and to strategically think how we can all help each other, partner together for the sake of the kingdom. God bless y'all.
Joseph, you get a chance to respond first, but you know, afterwards, we all get a chance to respond and interact with this.
In another life, I was a Church of England Anglican minister. Yeah. Hallelujah. And part of that duty is to do weddings. And I love to recite sermons, as most of us, I think, do. My favorite wedding passage is about two is better than one. If one falls in the ditch, there's somebody else there to help pull them out. Cord of three strand is not easily broken. And I can tell you about all the props I use for that, which is a lot of fun, but we don't have time, so you can ask me later if you want to. But as I was listening to Murray, it really just came back to me, probably exactly to the minute, 4 weeks ago. I was in Malaysia on a preaching tour, and I was just getting into bed, because it's about 6 hours later there. Just preached Maundy Thursday, and suddenly my heart went into afibrillation. And it's kind of scary when you're in a country far away from home, and who do you call in the middle of the night, and so on. Anyway, make a long story short, everything was fine, and they gave me some drugs and pulled me out of it, and it was cool. It wasn't anything, you know, serious. As long as you deal with it, it's fine. But what really, the reason I mentioned it is because what really encouraged me was, I put a little post on Facebook, and then some friends commented, but Murray actually started messaging me through Facebook Messenger, and we were just chatting back and forth, and it was really encouraging to me. And he was just saying in his talk a moment ago, talking about, I'd like to be able to call someone if I need to talk to you, or I'd like to be able to do this or that. And the fact is, I don't know about you, but this has been really valuable for me to be encouraged, to be stimulated, to be inspired. to be able to think, you know, if you put a bunch of flies in a glass and you put some plastic over it for like 3 days, I'm told I've never tried this because I'm not cruel to animals. I don't even eat them. But if you take your plastic away, they won't fly out. And I think sometimes when we get into our own situations and we're working with our people and we're working with our boards and whatever, we kind of sometimes get that glass ceiling. And we need somebody to help, you know, push the ooze up and over the edge. And I think this sort of thing is really great for that. But this only happens every 4 years. So how can we facilitate amongst ourselves ways of inspiring one another? Ways of investing in one another, you know. I wrote down when you said that, Marie, call me anytime. And I didn't mean that just for you. I mean, I think that for all of us. I just get the sense from being here this week that there isn't anyone here that if I WhatsApped you, you wouldn't reply. Or I hope that you would think that if you WhatsApped me, I would reply because I would, and so on and so forth. I mean, this is a wonderful thing, whether you walk around with a blockhead made with a Facebook logo or a blockhead made with a Twitter logo or whatever. The fact is there are so many ways we can talk to each other, but we do have to be intentional. So I think my response is really about being intentional. You know, when I first started in this role 3 years ago, I'm very appreciative that David Brickner was very intentional in an offer for me to come out to San Francisco and just literally be able to go through their headquarters and ask questions of anybody. Just freed up all of the staff's time for me to go and just pick their brains, which really helped me begin to try to formulate more than just dreams, but to see some working models of the way that they did things. And that really helped, in a sense, propel us forward because, you know, they had already worked through some of the things that I could have experimented with first and then made some mistakes and maybe, you know, that sort of saved me a couple of 3 years. And that really, really helped us gel a lot of some of our fundraising ideas, with the support raising ideas, with, and so on. And of course, past experience I had to draw on as well to push that through a filter. But then also we were able to, he actually brought me to meet the people they use with the fundraising stuff they do. And again, just to have, to be in that meeting and to listen to them talk, again, got the popcorn popping, you know. And then to chew the fat on that as well. And then through that, spending that time together, so beyond the introduction, but spending time talking, thinking, and dreaming, the opportunity to get a missionary in Israel and second him into, we're talking about commodities. No, come on, you know, second him into the branch of Dan. It was great because it also gave me a challenge about how am I going to present this new way of working to my board? And I was able to do that by God's grace. So, you know, I feel like unless we're intentional about listening to each other and spending time with each other through all the wonderful means we have to do that now, you know, we don't have to drive, 8 hours and we don't have to fly 12 hours. We can talk to each other. I think that there's so much that we can benefit, you know. I wrote down a phrase, collaboration as opportunism. And the fact is I don't mind saying this, to place a missionary from CWI in Israel, if I was going to do that, I would have to get an office, I would have to hire a staff person to run it, someone to direct it to make sure that the property was maintained and so on, and I have to pay for the electricity and all the stuff that you have to pay for. And then I finally had a place to put my team, or my only, if I could even afford one person by then. But having a missionary seconded, I just have to cover the missionary's expenses and their salary. And then, by God's grace, Jews for Jesus in this instance is covering the rest. You know, and that's a real generous way of working, and that's what I'm trying to inspire the missionaries I've gone to do, to be generous back. So, you know, I think that we should spend time together brainstorming, make intentional meetings to do that, to share with each other, to help one another, to learn from each other, to encourage one another, and, you know, even to invest in one another. And even, I said this the other night, to trust God together. You know, there are going to be times we're going to share donors. There are going to be times when you know of a project that another mission has, and you know of a donor that wants to support that kind of work, that you don't do it. Are you going to be willing to share that donor with them? Well, I can tell you straight up that I would. If I find a donor while I'm out and about that wants to support a certain kind of thing, this is for the kingdom. It's back to pigskins and soccer balls. Pigskins, that's what I said. You know what I mean? We got to be on the same team, but we can just talk about it as an idea, or we can begin to literally plug it in and do something. So I want to say yes to Murray, and I want to say yes to all of you. Now, I know that that some of this is already happening, but I think we can do so much more together, because we all want the same thing, you know. So we don't want to build walls, we want to tear them down, we want to work together. So that's my response. I think that you should have an opportunity to do the same. So thank you.